Hey everyone, this is Ryan from What Makes the Cut. Today we have two movies from the man, the myth, the legend, Robin Williams. Let's take a look at Toys and Jack. Take it away. Josh, what did we watch this week?
We watched Toys, which was made in 1992.
Yes.
And Jack, which was made in 1996.
Yeah. And we both watched Toys first, right?
Yes.
So I think that's a good starting point.
Yes. I just want to shout out to my wife. She recommended Toys. I did get confused when she mentioned it, and I googled the Toy Soldiers movie or something like that.
Oh, it's about, like, Soldiers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's,
she's like,
that's,
oh, it's called Toys. It's about a guy in Toys. I was like, oh, the kid in the Toys? And she's like, I think so. But no, it was this movie.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Toys, 1992. When Lieutenant General Leland Zevo inherits a toy-making company and begins making war toys, his employees band together to stop him before he ruins the name of Zevo Toys forever.
Is that the movie you watched this week?
Yes. It's a bit more... This is fairly broad.
Yeah.
But yes.
I think all synopsis is pretty broad, but...
I will say, though, when I read this earlier,
mm-hmm.
they do... Older movies, their synopsis is... are a lot better than current ones.
Oh, yeah,
current
absolutely.
Ones are like, guy gets in car and drives really fast. You're like, okay? Whereas this is like, this is pretty much the movie. You
pretty
know,
much,
you
pretty
know
much.
The plot
yeah,
from this.
Yep. I think, so let's talk about their name Zevo. Z-E-V-O. There are four characters with the name Zevo in this movie. A majority of the time, they refer to these characters as their last name. Do you know how fucking annoying and confusing that is? I'm talking to you. No. I'm going on a fucking rant here. Do you, directors, script writers, listening to this podcast, if you ever make a fucking movie where multiple characters have the same name and you're not talking about multiple personality disorder, you can go fucking die in a hole.
It got confusing for you?
Oh, fucking oath it did.
It wasn't until about the, I don't know, second half of the movie that they started calling them their first name.
Yeah.
Well, no, the general was called General Zevo most of the time.
Yeah, that's fine. But, okay.
There was only one other Zevo.
Were you listening to this on a TV or like PC?
Headphones on my PC.
Right. So me and Alyssa watched it on the TV without subtitles, which we usually watch everything with
subtitles. No
subtitles
on this one.
Yeah, so... I couldn't hear half of the shit going on because it was like, it's one of those movies where the talking's really quiet, but the action's really loud.
Yeah.
So we kept playing with the fucking volume, and halfway through the conversation, I'd be like, who's Zevo? Who the fuck's Zevo? She's like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
First act of this movie, fucking terrible. Second act of this movie, fucking terrible. Third act of this movie, mate, we've got to make a third act. Let's just throw everything together.
I found the third act was the most confusing.
Oh my
but
God.
I did find it funny. I found the Robin Williams parts funny.
No, you know who the funniest person in this movie was? LL Cool J.
Oh, Jamie Foxx is in it too.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, as a horny security guard.
I saw LL Cool J and I was like, is that Ladies Loves Cool James? Like, is that my boy?
That is
your
boy.
You first see him and he's standing. Oh, no. First see him, he comes from the couch. And then you see him again. He's like painted red. And hello there.
Yeah. So the first time, General Zevo's like, yep, my son will be here. He's an expert in espionage and expert in covert operations. And then the whole scene, they're having like a 10-minute conversation. They're like, so when's your son getting here? And he folds out from a fucking couch dressed in like a beret and like couch camouflage. And he's like, I've been here the whole time.
He's a fucking great character.
Oh, it's
but
fucking amazing.
I found the Robin Williams like quips and stuff because it was his humor.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it didn't feel like he was, well, yes, because he was always a character. But someone would say, the deviled egg. He's like, would you like a deviled egg? He's moving it around.
Yeah,
he's
moving
like,
around the magic.
It's possessed. We get it before it. And he's an exorcist.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. All of these Robin Williams little quips did not laugh when I was watching the movie.
No.
Not at all.
Oh, I found it funny.
I found this movie really bad, Josh.
Oh, no.
Found it really bad.
I think you're looking at it differently to me. I was looking at it to enjoy.
Yeah.
We've discussed this before off the pod. You look at things very analytically. Yeah. You're probably looking at his eyes. Are his eyes the same color?
The writing's bad.
Oh, no, I agree. The story was trash.
Oh, fuck. All right. So that's a good segue. What's this story about, Josh?
A guy runs a toy factory. Mm-hmm. Willy Wonka of toys, if you will.
That's how I described it to Alyssa.
The Willy Wonka of toys, he passes away and leaves the factory to his, I think it's his older brother.
But yeah, I think
to his brother, who is a 3-star general.
Not four.
Not a 4-star.
Not a 4-star.
His dad reminds him of that.
Every time.
A 3-star general in the military, and that's like his life. Everything's mm-hmm. the military. Mm-hmm. So he gets a tour of the toy store or the toy factory, realizes they don't make military toys. Why don't they make military toys? Then he goes on a little thingy, finds out mm-hmm. that, you know, mm-hmm. kids love military toys, and then comes up with an idea that
he creates drones.
Yeah, he can create you know, robots and controlled things and have kids controlling them, doing the work, and they'll think it's a video game. But really, they're murderers.
Do you know what movie this reminds me of? That concept?
I was thinking the same thing, but I can't think of the name of the movie.
Ender's Game.
Yes.
Yep. It is the plot point of Ender's Game.
But Ender's Game is a very good movie.
It is. I haven't seen it in a while.
Very good.
I'll hold off my opinion. I remember it being pretty decent. Very good. Yeah, but pretty slow.
Doesn't follow the book as close as I hoped it would, because they don't have 9 hours to flesh out the book. But yes, I agree with you. The story on this was a bit all over the place. It got a bit chaotic in the third act.
Yeah, with a 10-minute war scene.
Yes.
Of toys.
Yes.
I actually screamed at the TV halfway through that. All right, we fucking get it. Toys are in war.
Yeah, I grabbed my phone and I started scrolling through websites and, you know, like Reddit and Facebook, just because nothing new was happening.
Yeah, it's the same shit. Yeah. But look, as much as I love Robin Williams,
Not his best work.
So
this might have been some of the earlier things he did, though. This might have been before he was troubled, because he did his best work when he was troubled.
Unfortunately.
If only he spoke up. Fun fact, I don't know if you know this, massive gamer Robin Williams was.
His daughter's name's Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Massive gamer. He loved video games.
Yeah.
I already loved him, because my favorite childhood movie is mm-hmm. Aladdin, King of Thieves. It's where Aladdin meets his dad.
All right, okay.
They get the hand.
Don't think I've seen that one.
I think it's like the second or third Aladdin movie. I'm not 100% sure. But loved it. Robin Williams obviously plays Genie in that. Fantastic mm-hmm. movie. And I already loved him because of that. But I found out many years later that his daughter was named Zelda. And I went, holy crap, that's the name of the princess in Legend of Zelda. Would you look at that? And then I found out he was a massive fucking nerd. And she's not... You know, by chance, did he go, I like the name Zelda. He
was
like,
Zelda's a nice name.
Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck, I love playing, Legend of Zelda. I'm going to name my child that.
How do you think that conversation went with his missus?
I don't think there was a conversation. I imagine he just signed the paperwork.
He just took the paperwork. Yep.
She's like, she just gave birth, and she's like, Robin, you fill out the paperwork. He goes, oh, I will.
Oh, yeah, I've got a perfect
Zelda Williams. I think she has a podcast. No. I don't know. Probably.
Do you think she'd get on this podcast?
Probably not. You just trashed her dad's movie.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fair. I'm sorry. But Zelda Williams, if you're listening, I apologize. Please.
Would you like to know
us.
The budget for this?
I would. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of it.
All right. So
you know what? Actually, before we get into budget, who was this written or directed by?
So it was written by Valerie Curtin and Barry Levinson.
Right.
And it was directed by Barry Levinson.
Gotcha.
Okay. So they budgeted this movie at $50 million. And with how much it made kind of goes with your whole thing of it wasn't that good of a movie
mm-hmm.
because it didn't even make half of that back. It made $23.3 million back in the box office. So
I get to call this a flop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty big flop.
So it lost quite a bit of money. Yeah. Which, like I said, I only enjoyed the Robin Williams parts.
Yeah,
especially the quick humor bits where he's like one after another, bam, 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 bam.
I don't know if they were written. Like, was that all ad-libbed?
Kind of feels like it wasn't.
Yeah, like I don't think
the laughs from the people seem natural.
Yeah, I don't think this movie had a script.
I don't think he had a script.
No, that's fair.
when they say written by, they mean everything else but Robin Williams.
Yeah. He should get a writing credit.
So it was starring the man, the myth, the legend, Robin Williams.
The goat of all men.
Michael Gambon, who I believe, yeah, he played General Leland Zevo.
Yes, he plays
the
general.
Oh, no, I can see why you got confused, because it's Leland Zevo and he's Leslie Zevo.
Yeah, okay.
So, no, I just mean like the brain sometimes when a lot's going on, you just go, okay, good enough.
Yeah, pretty much.
Joan Cusack, that, where have I seen her? She plays his sister.
Oh, God. Oh, she's in Shameless.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she plays the chick that can't go outside.
Yes, yes.
Not that
right.
I've seen
yes.
the show.
All right, I'm going to quickly go through because I saw her and I was like, where the fuck have I seen? She plays Jessie in Toy Story 2. I did not know that.
No, I didn't know that either.
Jessie in Toy Story 3.
Big surprise there.
Yeah. Trying to find something more recent. All right. Shameless, Phineas and Ferb. She does a voice. She's in The Office. She plays Erin's biological mother. She is the voice of Jessie. No one else has done her fucking voice.
Good.
But yeah, even in video games.
Oh, really?
Video games.
Yeah. Oh. What video games?
Toy Story video games.
Oh, okay. Jessie. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, I the entire time, like, where have I seen her before? It's like she hasn't aged, though.
I wonder why, because she's a robot in real life.
Holy shit.
No, holy yeah, shit. She's looking good.
I want to throw back to that, where they she comes in front, they shoot. I did not see that coming.
I
enjoyed that little twist.
I didn't see it coming, but I wasn't surprised, no. And I wasn't like,
oh my god. Catch me as a twist. I was like, oh my god, she's a robot. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Why would you even bother?
Like, I don't know. I found it fun that they were predicting the future in 92. VR, robots.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Found those little things. I was like,
drones, yeah.
Yeah. Can they see the future? It's been 30 years since that movie came out.
Oh, fuck, man.
30 years.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit, that's a 30-year-old movie.
Yeah, I'm 26. Fuck.
Shut up, I'm not telling you my age.
Older than me.
Robin Wright played a character in it as well.
I believe he was Owen Owens, secretary dude.
Yeah, I think so. And ladies love Cool James. LL Cool J.
Mr. LL Cool J.
I think he came into his character by the end. At the start, I absolutely. Felt he was very awkward.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I can see the awkwardness of him at the start. It was he was definitely played as a comedic relief character.
Yeah.
Not so much that he was funny, but the situations they put him in were funny. Yeah. Like
in the toilet.
Yeah, like the running joke of he just pops out of nowhere.
And he's always wearing clothes that match the background he's in.
Yeah.
He's in a white room, it's white. He's in a red room, it's red.
Yeah.
He's on a couch, he's wearing couch.
Like that toilet scene you're talking about, they call the security guards call him for a security breach because he's had security.
Yeah,
whatever.
Where are you, sir? That's a bit personal at the moment.
Yeah, no, that's not needed right now, soldier. And it's like, okay, we need you right away. And the frame of LL Cool J is four closed cubicle stalls. And one of them has like pants around the ankle.
Yeah.
And then he comes out of the far left one, walks to the far right, picks up the fake legs, puts them in a bag and leaves. Like, that's just generally funny.
Yeah.
That I laughed at all of LL Cool J's parts.
He's a much better actor now than he was then.
What's he playing now?
He's in NCIS LA.
Ah, I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, but he is honestly a much better actor.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I'll believe you.
The character he plays in NCIS LA, it just feels more natural to him. Because he's a rapper. So it's one of those rapper gone actor.
Like Ice-T?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ice Cube.
Or is it?
Ice Cube? No, both.
Both?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ice-T is in Law and Order.
Oh, right. Okay. So I was writing the one I was thinking about.
And Ice Cube, you know, who was part of one of the most notorious, you know, gangster rap groups of the 90s, is now doing, you know, child comedy movies.
Yeah. Was it Are We There Yet? Are We There Yet too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only one I know him from. So I want your...
Sorry.
Just dying over there, mate.
Yeah. Had to in my throat. No, it was fucking oat milk. I didn't swallow the oat milk probably and I was just sitting there.
I want your final opinion. If you had to give Toys 1992 a rating out of 10, what would you personally give it?
Can I do points? Can I do halvesies?
Yeah, we'll do halvesies.
4.5.
4.5?
4.5. Because okay. I did find it...
So below average.
I did find it fun to watch up until the part where it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I'd say that was the last third of the movie. You know, the start where, you know...
Don't drag on. This movie has a 2-hour runtime.
Yes. I saw that and I was like, that is as long as current movies and movies just keep getting longer. Yep.
I checked the fucking time at an hour and 18 in because I was like, we got to be coming to the end soon. No, that's the end of Act 2.
Yeah.
It's fucked. I want your rating out of 10 just because like I feel like you look at things more consumer based.
Yeah.
And every time I sit down and watch a movie and I hate myself for it, but I think very analytical, like this entire time watching Toys, I was thinking about the writing, the directing, and how fucking terrible it is.
Why did they choose to do that?
Yeah, like, yeah. Why couldn't they have a script doctor just go over this, you know? Like, it's so convoluted. Everything's so together that it really is hard to pick apart each scene and look at it individually. You end up just looking at kind of snippets throughout Act 1, 2, and 3, and then going, ah, that's the movie.
I discussed with someone about movies and having... Do they need a love interest? Because you think about movies.
Mm.
Most movies have a love interest. Think every Marvel movie.
Oh.
There is sort of love interest in there.
Yeah.
You know, all the Iron Mans has Pepper Potts. Even mm-hmm. the ones where she didn't sign the contract to be in it.
Still
she's mentioned.
Yeah.
You know, Ant-Man has a love interest.
Yeah.
It's that sort of thing. This had a love interest in it, but they didn't go for the whole, you know... Will they, won't they? Well, won't they? It was like, she finds him funny. His dad hired her because he just knew that they'd click.
Yeah.
And it was just like, bam, yes. None of this, ooh, there's sexual tension. You got it right away. They were going to be together.
Yeah, but I think that's...
I didn't like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's good.
I found that the whole... Dad put them together and the way they connected, I thought that was fine right at the start when they were like, you know, they found each other and they were talking. I found that very natural because mm-hmm. he was a very awkward guy and whatnot. And then when he was in the car and she was like, oh, do you take anything serious? And he, you know, was trying to take it serious. And then like one of the next scenes they have together is them fucking. Like
it's
a bit further in the movie.
Yeah, it's I'd say within 20 minutes of the movie.
But it's like he escapes from the place. He's like, oh, shit's happening. She's like, want a bang?
Pretty much.
Like, where's the will they, won't they? Where's like, I hate the will they, won't they? Because we know they will.
Yeah.
But maybe just don't get rid of the fucking and then have it as, you know, they like each other as a human being.
Yeah.
Because he's a weird motherfucker like his dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe that's why I related to it because I'm a weird motherfucker.
Jesus. Getting existential.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a
4.5.
I want to push it to 4.4, but I want to be nice around a 4.5.
Yeah, look, the way I'm thinking about my scale is it's pretty much degrees of referring it. Like 1 to 5, it's a degree of it's an average movie to I'm never going to refer it to anyone. 5 to 10 is you should probably sit down and watch it. Just how much do I think you should sit down and watch it? Like...
I would only recommend this movie for someone mm-hmm. to watch if they want to watch Robin Williams movies. That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're doing a Robin Williams marathon, you've got to include it. But otherwise, I don't think anyone should see this movie.
If someone's like, wow, I'm looking for a good movie about toys, I'd be like, oh, Toy Soldiers?
Yeah. Watch like, Little Soldiers. Watch, you know what? Watch Gremlins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if someone's like, I want to watch Robin Williams' earlier work, I'll say, Toys, watch it first because then, you won't end on a bad note.
Yeah, like, honestly, I watched this last night and I watched Jack this morning. I went to bed angry at this movie. Like, this movie made me feel angry, depressed, deflated. generally shit. It was so, it dragged on so long, and I had this, like, okay, we're doing a podcast on it, so I have to watch the movie, you know?
Yeah.
But if I,
By the time you get to the end, you're like, can I just end this now?
Yeah. Like, I was like, do I even want to fucking do this podcast? Like, this is a bad movie. Easy 2.5.
I'll let you fight my wife.
Huh?
I'll let you fight my wife.
Oh, fucking fist
She
cuffs.
Never said it was good. I was just asking for recommendations, and she went for the most obscure fucking Robert Williams movie.
Absolutely, but I think that's good.
I remember
because
when I mentioned it to you, I said, "Oh, Rob, I want to do Robin Williams movies." You said "Good Will Hunting."
Yeah,
and I was like, movie. "No," because everyone knows. Yeah, everyone knows "Good Will Hunting."
Yeah. Everyone knows it's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah. Same with Dead Poets Society.
I still haven't seen it. I've been meaning to.
Good movie.
Mm.
Good movie.
But yeah, like I agree that it's good that we picked something that's not as well known. Like I know Jack is big, but I've never heard of Toys before.
Yeah.
And I would consider myself a big Robin Williams fan.
Yeah.
I do like a majority of his work that I've seen. And I'm pretty sure he's done some stand-up too.
Oh, you know, he is a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, like it's fucking funny.
He started stand-up and then someone gave him a role as, I believe it was Mork in Mork and Mindy. Gave him a role as Mork in Happy Days. Then they did the spin-off of Mork and Mindy.
Oh, right, okay.
I only remember that because I watched a documentary and he, I think, gets introduced to the series by the Fonz.
Well, that makes sense.
Because of course he does.
Yeah, of course.
The Fonz knows
that
everyone.
Yeah, the Fonz is just that cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's move over to Rotten Tomatoes and some IMDb scores. Let's start off with the favorites. What do you think the critics for Rotten Tomatoes gave this?
42.
Being generous there, mate. A rotten 29.
Okay, no, I
29%.
Yeah, no, I can agree with that, yes.
Yeah, like
only reason why I said so high is because of Robert Williams, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, Robert Williams, why would they?
Look, especially with stuff like this, you can't take it too real. Like, you can't write scores like these in stone because, again, when Robert Williams passed, how many people would go back and watch his movies and want to give it good reviews?
Yes.
But
leave a legacy.
Yeah, leave a legacy, which this man did. This man left a legacy and a half. Like, my kids will grow up on Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't think they'll ever make another Aladdin because he's not there.
Absolutely. And I don't think I'm ever going to show my kids toys. No.
Don't torture your children.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know Boji won't be seeing toys at his home soon.
Okay. Audience score. What do we reckon?
It's another thing, like we mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely.
They went back, so I'm going to go with another 41.
41? Much closer. 39%. Still rotten.
Yeah.
Still a rotten review, but
I think, one, like, critics look at it much like yourself.
Mm.
You know, very analytical. They want to know, you know, they look at the story. The story was bad writing, the bad acting, this, that, and everything.
It just kind of starts adding up.
Yeah. Whereas they look at it and go, oh my God, Robin Williams! Bad movie, but oh my God, Robin Williams!
I think that's where the 40% comes from. This movie is really, really bad. But speaking of critics, let's go over the Rotten Tomatoes critic consensus. Like a colorfully over-engineered gee-gore on the shelf, toys might look like fun, but seemingly limitless possibilities lead to mainly confusion and disappointment.
Yes.
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 How true is that?
It looked like fun.
Yeah, it looked like a Willy Wonka movie.
Right,
like
at the start of the movie, you're like, oh,
shit.
He's got his fucking pacemaker linked to his hat. Like, oh,
yeah,
that's a
like
fun
thing.
Like
the spinny hat? Like,
that's
yeah.
fun. This movie's going to be fun.
No. This movie is pretty crap. Things just kind of keep happening, and then you eventually get to credits, and you go, okay, now an elephant is flying.
You know what I said when it got to the credits? I hope there's not an end credit scene. Click. Literally, as
I'm not going to watch it, click.
I was like, I hope there's no mid-credit scene, click.
No,
and then my wife goes, it's not a Marvel movie.
Yeah, I the only reason I watched like half the credits was I had to process my feelings on the movie. And it was sadness,
your hands depression. Your head was in your hands. You're like, what?
Yeah, why did I do this to myself?
Thinking, did I do something to upset Josh and he needs to torture me? What?
Yeah.
I thought we watched good movies last time. I don't remember picking anything to piss him off. They were good movies. No, it was... No. We are no longer... I am no longer trying to torture you. We are even.
Thank you. I finally paid back for Highlander.
This was purely an accident.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, there is
an elephant. I told it myself, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's true. There is a flying elephant in the credits.
Dumbo.
No, so like, you know his...
Oh, the toy?
No, the dad's gravestone.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, because that was the first toy they made.
Oh, okay.
They mention it, like Milky the elephant or something like that.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like you can see the wire. It's being lifted by a crane. Yep. I'm pretty sure that that set piece is still like alive and working in a theme park in California.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It's like not a memorial, but like a piece of history.
It's pretty cool.
Hey, it is. This movie was made. People did see it. It's Robin Williams' movie. It's part of history.
History is everything in the past.
Yeah, pretty. The start of this podcast was in the history. By the time people are listening to this, it will be ancient.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, let's look at some rotten reviews. Oh, no. Okay, Eddie Harrison by FilmAuthority.com. The authority on films.
He's the cops.
Yep, absolutely. Rotten review. A few bursts of motor-mouthed comedy aren't enough to save Williams's man-child stick here.
Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
Like I said, the comedy I found funny was the one where it felt like it was off the cuff. The deviled eggs and, you know, one after another, the wearing the random suit and then trying to, you know, make it not go off. And he's like, oh, shit, it's going off. How do I stop this going off? That sort of stuff is what I found, you know, funny. LL Cool J as well, but like...
Yeah. I don't know.
There are different types. Like, you had the Robin Williams humor of, like, it was unscripted and he was just trying to get a laugh out of people. And then you had the LL Cool J, which I agree with you, was the one that made me go, ha-ha. The most, because it was situational humor. It was prop humor.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. They're talking shit about him and he's there. It's like, oh, shit. It's like, no, you can't know what I'm doing. I'm taking a shit. But really, no, he's just standing on a toilet.
Yeah.
It's that sort of stuff. When, pull over. But you don't know where we are. Exactly.
Always training. That's my boy. Like, that's funny.
You know what I also... In 1992, there would be a lot of questions about why LL Cool J is this guy's son.
Oh, yeah, that would be controversial.
Because he is not a light-skinned fellow.
No.
He is proper dark.
He's not, like, dark.
No, but you
he's
can't you can't mistake him for being caramel.
No. LL Cool J is darker than the General.
Yes, much.
Yep.
General's British. Like,
is, yeah. They actually make
colonizer
a joke
British.
That. Yeah, they make a joke about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only you didn't have your heydays in Britain, I wouldn't
have
this.
As long as you didn't post me in Britain. I've tried to do an American accent.
They don't believe me. American accent.
Yeah, they don't believe me. All right. So that was Toys 1992. Robin Williams. I'm glad that we do not have to talk about that anymore. And this will be immortalized forever, so we never have to see it again.
Thank you.
No, thank you. The other movie we watched was Jack in 1996, another Robin Williams movie. Give me the synopsis, Josh.
Because of an unusual disorder that has aged him four times faster than a typical human, a boy looks like a 40-year-old man as he starts fifth grade at public school after being homeschooled.
Is that the movie you watched?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. This synopsis is 100% to the T.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, it's
older ones are like, this is the movie you're going to watch.
Yep.
If you don't like what we write, don't watch it. That simple. And sorry, I saw a name and it made me go, ugh.
Yep. We do have a problematic star in this movie.
Yes.
I
was going to discuss with you earlier. I would like to mention that we both think he's a monster.
Absolutely.
But he has a very small role in this movie.
I would 50% agree with you. He's got a very small role in this movie, but he is the catalyst of the moral, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah.
He's the catalyst of the moral of this story from an immoral person.
Yes.
But on the flip side, we have another goat. In the directing field, Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, really?
absolutely fantastic director. God. Oh, now I'm blanking.
Alrighty.
So this is The Great Gatsby in the 1970s, The Godfather, Apocalypse Now, Godfather Part 2, Bram Stoker's Dracula, The Rainmaker, no way. Pinocchio. Wait. Absolutely massive movies.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again. Doing a Robin Williams movie.
Not quite a comedy.
No.
There were... If a child was to watch this, they would probably find it funny. It's absolutely. Got a lot of children humor, like calling people childish. He's a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, in the mind of a 10-year-old.
Yeah. So he says things 10-year-olds say.
He acts like a 10-year-old as a 40-year-old man.
Which he does a very good job of.
He does.
I think he just went, all right, time to act natural.
Yeah, fucking oath. But you've seen Tropic Thunder, right?
Yes.
So, you know, Ben Stiller's character in that movie played a character called Simple Jack.
Yes.
And they have the phrase, you never go full retard.
Yes. Yeah.
I just want to put that in there so it's on the record.
When I watched that movie, the group of people that I was hanging around loved the movie. They were like, oh, it's so good. You know,
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. They were like, oh, it's such a, comedic fucking, Marvel. I was like, it's funny.
I enjoyed it.
But it's not.
Oh, it's not funny. Amazing.
It's not like this needs to be on title. That
no.
But after a few years, those people started becoming a bit more PC, and they changed specifically because Robert Downey Jr. played a black man playing an Aboriginal.
Yeah.
So
it's a bit rough, but
it didn't age well. But doesn't take away from that it was a good movie.
It is a pretty good movie.
But yeah, this Jack it. He does a very good job playing a 10-year-old.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love this movie.
Well, I was surprised. If we're talking about stars of this movie, we obviously have Robin Williams playing the main character, Jack, as a 10-year-old boy.
Who shaves.
His mum is played by Diane Lane. Phenomenal actor.
Very attractive lady.
Very, very attractive.
Can we skip the next one in the list? Just to say her last.
Okay.
I didn't know, by the way, that she was in it.
No, neither did I. But we have Brian Kerwin as his dad. He's another great actor. Played this role perfectly.
What I liked is, even though, obviously, he looked like a 40-year-old man, these two people played loving parents.
Yeah, to a 10-year-old boy. Well. Yes.
Like, they play fucking Marco Polo.
Yeah.
They're like, Marco Polo.
Yeah, lots of Robin Williams humor in this.
Yeah, and then, he has a bad dream. He's like, can I sleep with you guys? Yeah. They have a 40-year-old man in their bed, and they're just like, all right, love you.
Yeah, it's like, that's our son.
And this is the one.
It made it believable. Yes. You know, that was the key. These two actors set up the movie as believable.
Yes.
That's the key of this.
When you're a child, you don't think about where it's appropriate to kiss your parents.
No.
There's this whole debate, you shouldn't kiss your parents on the lips. In the 90s, who gives a shit? I did.
I did too.
Just how you fucking brought up. He's a 10-year-old boy, 40-year-old man's body. Mm-hmm. He kisses his mum on the lips when he's about to go to sleep, sleeping next to him.
Yep.
Turns over and kisses his dad. He kissed a man.
Yeah.
Like, slightly on the cheek lip thing. But still.
It's still like... It's a 10-year-old. He doesn't understand, he doesn't get it.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Like, in the 90s, there was still this whole, man can't kiss man.
Oh, yeah. But
Roman was like, nah, fuck you. And this Brian Kerwin. Kerwin?
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, yeah, nah, go with him.
Yeah. Because, again, things like that.
In this movie, you are my son.
Makes it believable.
Yes.
Those small things.
I 100% agree with you. And then the teacher is played by Bill Cosby.
Yeah, the homeschool teacher is Bill Cosby. We also have the nanny in this movie.
Yeah.
Fran Drescher, I want to say, is how you pronounce the last name.
The nanny.
The nanny.
That's where I've seen her before.
The nanny. The show, the nanny.
I had a total brain fart.
Yeah, no, I hate this woman. Can't stand her voice.
Yeah.
Sure, fuck you. I'm sure she's a fantastic person. Yeah. Wonderful human being. I fucking hate her life. I hate everything she's in. I can't stand her.
Now, I would like to mention that there's a wonderful lady in this movie.
Very attractive.
Yes. But I want to say that she's like a fine wine. She just got better with age.
Oh, absolutely.
I had completely... Like, I watched this movie and I was like, I remember all of this. Because I watched it a lot as a kid. Now, where I lived, didn't have a lot of friends related to this movie. I'm not a 40-year-old man and a 10-year-old... you're a 10-year-old and a 40-year-old man. Like, fuck you. Yeah, right, so, but I was ostracized isn't the right word, but distant from society for a good portion of my earlier life made some friends outside. So I related with this. And I'd completely forgotten J-Lo was in this. And I always found her attractive. But she's a fine wine.
She is... very good looking in this movie.
My wife looked over and she goes, is that J-Lo? I'm like, yeah. She's like, wow, she looks good. I'm like, she looks better now. She got thicker. She's because me and my wife recently watched J-Lo's movie, Marry Me.
I haven't seen it.
Good movie. Very good date movie.
Yeah.
Good date. Good date movie.
Good couple movie.
Yeah, now. Absolutely.
So all you nine gaggers out there, just don't pay attention to this part.
Yeah, so good couple movie. I never let my wife choose movies because we watched it on Valentine's Day, I believe. Mm. She chose a Valentine's Day movie once and it was trash, so she had
she's
that.
She's lost all right.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. She's not allowed to choose movies. But I was like, it's been 10 years. Not quite, but we'll say 10 years. You now have permission to pick a movie. She goes, I want to see this movie. I was like, I like Owen Wilson, so we will go watch Marry Me.
This is the movie you're talking about. Yes, yes, I remember seeing that recent movie, right? Yeah.
Damn, J-Lo looks good in that movie. She looks good in Jack. She looks such an attractive woman. But when he first comes in the classroom, and you know, she's like, introduce yourself, all that sort of stuff, and the kids don't want to talk to him
for good reason, I would say.
Yeah, because they've never seen this stuff before. Absolutely. We were the same. You know, someone who's different, you have a million questions, but at the same time, you want to be respectful.
Yeah. They like, for instance, when I was in public school, in primary school, so the system in Australia is, you know, kindergarten, year six, you're in primary school, and then you go to high school for 7 to 12. I think it was, like, must have been early, like year one or two, so I was like 7 or 8. There was a kid in my class with polio and he had a motorized wheelchair.
Polio is the one that twists your spine, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he pretty much couldn't use his legs. Like he could get around on crutches if he needed to, but he had a motorized wheelchair.
Fucking sick.
Yeah. Oh, he's ripping fat skids, man. Very fucking but yeah, like, I can't, for the life of me, I can't remember his name. But I want to say he handled that situation fantastically because he was in the same situation. You know, he'd been homeschooled and he was coming into school for the first time at year one and one or two. And I remember him being introduced to the class and my teacher didn't give a fuck. She was like, you will not make fun of this boy. And everyone immediately made fun of this boy.
Of course.
Absolutely.
You're fucking children. Don't tell a child not to do something.
He was laughing. He was having fun. Like he... because he had some, like, not disposable, but, like, crutches he could pull out at any time. I remember one recess, he, you know, sitting alone or whatever, came up to my group and was like, do you guys want to ride?
Fuck yeah.
Sorry, what, mate? What? No, that's all right. He's like, no, seriously. And he pulled out crutches, got up, and was like, nah, just jump on. You know? Like... he knew none of us had seen a wheelchair before, let alone been in one. So he gave us the opportunity to...
Educate
us, yeah. And after that, we were like, oh, so you're not so different. Like, the chair doesn't change you.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know. It would, like, I'd never, let alone, like, do you know how many people grew up with, like, polio?
In our generation, not many.
No, yeah, not many.
No, because it's vaccinated.
It was rare. Yeah, like I remember going home and telling my mum, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I had like 10 people in my class that had polio. Yeah. It was common."
Yeah,
yeah. It was like
I had a I want to say, heated discussion with my mum.
Mm-hmm.
And I was younger, and I, just before my nephew was born, my sister wanted me to get the whooping cough needle.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to get a needle. I hate needles. You know, like, whooping cough doesn't affect me. My mum was like, but it affects the baby that's going to be born. And we had this thing. And my mum, she was like, when I was growing up, we had polio. I was like, what the fuck is polio? Like, I'd heard of
exactly.
It. But what the fuck's polio? And she's like, it was rampant when I was growing up. I went to school with so many people who had polio of differently varying degrees. Apparently one girl had polio and she was perfectly fine until she got into her mid-20s, and then it just off it went.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap. Still didn't get the vaccine because I didn't need to, because prior to him being born, I ended up getting whooping cough. So the doctor, you know, after getting whooping cough, I was like, yeah, it's pretty fucking serious. Went to go to the vaccine. He's like, no need. You have the natural immunity to it now. So it'd be putting
you got the bulletproof vest.
Yeah, it'd be putting a Band-Aid on a guy with no cut. I'm like, oh, shit.
All right.
So I lucked out there not having to get a needle, but I suffered for 5 days with whooping cough. It normally lasts 12.
Yeah, okay. Fuck.
But yeah, no, polio was rampant.
Yeah, and absolutely.
In my mum's day and age, that's when they started, your mum, I believe, how was your mum?
Late 50s.
Yeah, so about same age as my mum. My mum's mid to late 50s as well. So they were teaspooning polio vaccine. That's how they were getting it, on a teaspoon.
Yeah.
We just get it at birth. They're like, boop, in the butt.
Yeah, why not?
One of the first ones you get. Within your first year, you got polio, you got all these things. But,
it's one of those things.
This movie plays that whole kids not understanding, so they bully a person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see those girls at the start, you know, picking on him. Why do you
literally have hairy poking hands? Him with a stick.
Yeah, you know, it's like this, that, and everything. It's like, why do you look that way? You shave, you know. You can't be 10 years old, because they don't understand.
Yeah, they don't get it, which, again, this is, you can use it as an analogy for polio and all these diseases, but it's essentially the same thing. Kids just don't understand, and they'll make, like, kids will make fun of you for anything and everything.
I want to name my son Abatha, and a lot of my friends are like, oh, but he's going to get bullied. They're going to call him Abby. I'm like, yeah, okay. My name's Josh. Like,
no.
That's relentless. Like, kids are relentless. Cunts would say
my last name's Simpson. Like,
yeah. Like,
I get it, bro.
I have a French last name. Okay. It's Peary. You're supposed to roll the R, but go fuck yourself. The amount of times people listening to this, my last name is Peary. What's the first fucking thing that comes to your mind? That's what I got.
Penis?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. I'm on board now.
But kids will bully you over anything.
Oh, yeah.
I had slightly ginger hair growing up. Slightly.
Mm,
I got bullied for that.
I got bullied for acne, being slightly overweight. I'm a lot more overweight now, but...
Kids are relentless.
Yeah, kids will make fun of you for anything. And
this movie shows that well.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. He's very different, and kids just don't have that filter of, you know...
I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
These are the things I should be respectful of.
Something's going on with him. Why is he different? They want to know, but they don't know
how to ask. They're curious. Yeah. But I think the writing of this movie plays that character off very, very well. Like, obviously his first day is terrible.
Yes.
But once he realizes, wait, I'm 6 foot.
Yeah.
I can play basketball with these kids. And that's how he connects.
Yeah.
Like that. Like he's never played basketball before. He doesn't understand.
And there's four kids at the start become his friends.
Yeah, that's fucking one of those phenomenal.
Kids, the one that I kind of focus on the most. I'm gonna call him the dorkier looking kid.
Yep.
He was in a few movies growing up.
I do remember seeing it. He did look very familiar.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I believe he won some awards as well.
Yeah.
I saw on IMDb when I was doing the doc. That this was nominated for Kids' Choice Awards.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know if it won. I didn't see what it won. I just copied it based onto the dot. Because I had to avoid the scores.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I love this movie.
It is a very good movie. I'm upset with myself that I didn't watch it till I'm 26.
I choked up
a couple of times.
I was talking to my wife and I was talking to my wife and I said to her, I was like, I looked at her and I was like, yeah, I think having a kid's changing me.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I watched this, I remember watching this movie growing up and it did not affect me. Like, I related to it and obviously I was like, I'm getting bullied too. Wow, I'm not alone. But as an adult watching this movie, I have a different mindset
absolutely.
To it. I'm going to have a child in like 6 months.
Fuck.
Yeah, six to seven months, something like that. Watching this movie, I don't know, maybe not intentionally, but it's like my brain's gone, you have to feel these emotions because your child might go through this shit. And I was only thinking on the way over, I was like, I don't want my child to be bullied.
Well,
because I almost cried watching an actor get bullied. Yeah, and he's getting paid for it.
Look, the two scenes that really choked me up in this movie were the report of what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah.
Because, again, like, oh, yeah. He's 40.
Yeah, he ages four times faster. 10, he's not going to get that far.
He's not going to grow up, you know? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, the report is, where do you want to be when you're old? He's already old.
Yeah.
You know, like, he doesn't have that luxury. And we get the best friend that was originally bullying him at the start of the movie.
The one with the slick back hair?
Yeah.
Looks good, that kid. Yes. That is a cool hairstyle. Like, he was rocking the fucking tip-top hairstyles of the 90s.
Yeah, absolutely.
He saw the Fonz. He's like, my hair.
Yep, absolutely. I'm taking that on. But yeah, like, he writes a report of, like, I want to be like my best friend when I grow up.
Oh.
Yeah, that's his report. He wants to be an adult that can still feel like a kid. And it fucking hits hard because I was like, fuck, I'm 26.
I'm going to need a minute.
I'm working a full-time job.
Yeah.
I pay rent. I pay bills. When was the last time I felt like a kid?
Yeah, I completely agree. Like,
that really hit me hard.
Like, the closest to feeling like a kid recently was when we went, no, I don't think you came, but Aquagolf.
Oh, yeah.
When we go out and do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the closest, but we're not doing the same stuff that kids did.
No.
Laser tag, my bucks.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that was...
I think what helped is we had an actual child there.
Yeah, we had your nephew. But I just, this movie really hit me because, yeah. Like, I feel like I matured really quickly. Like, going into high school at, like, 12, 13, I was like, huh?
I wouldn't know. I was older going into high school.
Oh, yeah.
I repeated, sorry. Oh, I was a year older than everyone.
I should have repeated.
2 years old.
But, like, I'm the youngest in our...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, everyone else is 27, I'm 26.
Oh, shit.
So, I've been a year younger than everyone else all the way through school.
That explains why I'm 3 years older than you.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's like, I remember not letting myself play sports, not letting myself play with other kids because I thought, you know, we're all going to be adults one day. I might as well start now.
Yeah.
And like watching a movie like this, I'm like, fuck, I lost my own childhood.
Yeah.
I didn't get to do any of that shit. I didn't do any of that shit and I can't go back and do it now.
And when you had realized you could do that, it was too late.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like,
so
think about when we weren't working. Oh, we could have been children.
I was unemployed for so long.
Like, we could have been children.
Yeah.
But we had responsibilities even when we weren't working.
Yeah.
You know, we had to do things.
Yeah, that's why this movie hits so hard for me. And the ending speech, the last scene, really fucking hit me. So it's when they're graduating high school. And all the other kids are obviously moving on to college, and he's in his 80s. You know, like, it's rough. And he gives he's the valedictorian of the year, like...
Smarty boy?
Big smarty boy. But, like,
if he's 80, what would that make him? Divide that by 4. 20?
Oh, so probably a little bit younger, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. So he's pushing 80 is what you're saying.
He'd be 18, you know, but times up by 4. But he'd be pushing that end of life point. But it's his whole analogy or the moral that you take away from the story is like, it doesn't matter if you're Robin Williams in this movie and you've aged 4 times faster or you're aged like a normal person. Life is fleeting.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it while you're here. And I fucking, oh, I bawled like a baby.
I was talking to some good friends of mine. You would have met some, Morph and whatnot. Mm. A few other people that weren't able to make to my wedding that I hoped you'd meet. Dippy, Rimmer. And we were talking about, Dippy has two kids, and he's told me that he spoke to his son, and he told his son, you know, don't grow up too fast.
Mm.
Be a kid. Okay, you don't need to be an adult right now. Because when Dippy grew up, similar situation to me. Won't get into that, but, you know, had to grow up very quickly. Much like yourself, matured very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, adult, you became an adult at like 14.
Mm.
Looked after yourself at 14. You know, stopped doing those kid things at a very young age.
Yeah.
He doesn't want that for his kids. Yeah, and this...
I don't want that for mine.
Yeah, and this movie shows that, like, you know, like you just said, you know, don't be an adult too soon.
Yeah.
You know, grow up at your pace. Okay, I'm almost 30, and I'm an absolute fucking idiot. Like...
But you're a fun idiot.
Yeah, like, the amount of dumb shit I've done over the last... I think I've known you guys for, like, 15 years.
No, probably about, like, 10 or 12. It was just before me and Alyssa started dating.
I know I've known Alyssa the longest.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I was kind of going off, because I was like, who have I known the longest? Because I'll go with that. But I've known you guys a long fucking time.
Nearly a fucking decade.
Yeah. So, and you guys see me do a lot of stupid shit.
Mate, I have your fucking wedding date tattooed on my ankle.
Swam in Alyssa's parents' pool in just my underwear because I didn't. They're like, there's going to be a pool. It's a hot night.
Do you know what her parents call you?
Dick sticker.
Dick sticker.
It's that massive horse cock. But
all 3 inches.
All 3 inches.
It's cold that day.
Pony. The pony. Sorry, my pony cock. But this movie is, it's encouraging, you know, to the, if you show it to the right people, it can encourage them to ask the right questions to learn things. You know,
absolutely.
Like, I hope that, you know, my nephew who's on the spectrum, he's got Asperger's, that he can educate people with what's going on with him in certain moments.
Absolutely.
Me with my ADHD, when people are like, why do you act this way? It's because of my ADHD. Like, and I'll explain to them, oh, I do these things. Like, work has asked me, like, why are you so quick? You've been only doing this 6 months. People normally take 12 months to be as quick as you are. I'm like, oh, because when I go home, I visualize what I do at work. So when I come back to work, I'm better at it. I'm always trying to better myself. And it's because of my ADHD. I've never wanted to fail.
Which, if you think about it, only recently in the, you know, general public zeitgeist have we really been thinking of looking inward.
Yeah.
Like, I know people make the joke that millennials are riddled with depression and anxiety.
Because we're looking at it.
Yeah, because people are.
Yeah.
You know, like, even in the 1920s, depression and anxiety just manifested in different ways because no man could say, my feelings are hurt. You know, like, but now we have that luxury. We can look inward now. It's more acceptable for a man to look inward and tell you his feelings.
So that's why it's not like depression's gotten more.
Yeah.
We're just looking at it more.
Yes.
You know, we're not ignoring it.
Yeah. And or at least that's what I choose to believe. I'm no scientist.
I hope that the message from this movie that gets, you know, if recommended to everyone who listens to this, absolutely. Watch Jack. Watch
guess
it.
What made the cut? Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Skip the end bit. You already know.
Yeah, you know. You know.
But I hope the message some people get from this is, you know, children, you know, like show it to your kids. The message they get is you don't have to willingly accept people. You don't have to. Like, you don't have to day dot look at someone and go, I accept them.
Mm-hmm.
But at least try to understand why they are the way they are.
Yeah.
Try to, if they have some sort of disability, try to learn about that disability.
Yeah.
Why, how does it affect them? How does it change their life?
Absolutely.
So that you can better understand those people around you rather than, oh, he's got polio, I don't want to get it.
Yeah.
It's not contagious. Yeah. But like, educate yourself.
Absolutely. And I think that's what kids need to learn a lot more because, I'm 26 and I'm only really recently learning that just because someone has something doesn't make them any less of a person.
Yes.
And I don't think I was ever taught that as a kid. Like, my it's not like, not to get all touchy-feely, but like, my parents weren't around a ton.
Yeah, like, working. Full-time jobs.
Yeah, well, Dad worked night shift and Mum worked day shift. Six, seven days a week. Like, me and my brother pretty much took care of ourselves, which, on the plus side, my brother's 5 years older than me, so he was more mature than I was. Yeah. But again, he lost his childhood too.
Yeah.
And I felt I had to grow up quicker for him.
Yeah. So he
didn't have to look after me. I could take care of myself, so he could go, you know, when I was 10, he was 15, so he wanted to go out with friends. He wanted to drink. He wanted to, you know, head out.
He was 15.
Out.
He wasn't drinking.
No.
He didn't grow up in Australian culture.
Let me check with the lawyers. Yeah, we're fucked again. Back down to zero. Yeah, it's like...
They'll understand. We're Australian. Yeah, exactly. They know we start at 10.
Yeah. 10.
Can't say birth. It's just war.
I got a shot when I came out of the womb. Yeah, but I think this movie is very, very good. And I think it's one of those things where you need to show your child at, like, let's say 8 to 10. Something where they can understand, laugh, have fun. And then they need to watch it again when they're 20.
Yeah.
Because that's... It bookends the school time frame perfectly.
Yeah.
It's the exact time that they'd be in, like, grade 4 or 5... And it'd be the exact time when they're, you know, graduating school and going on to college and going on to university. It's one of those things where I think the general public needs to know more that life is fleeting.
Yeah.
Why are we spending so much personal time having a go with each other when the climate's going to shit? People are starving in different countries. And that doesn't make them any less of a person.
No.
So... Why are you and me fighting when everyone else is falling around us?
Yeah.
What's the point? And I think this movie really points to the general public and says, why aren't you looking at yourself?
Yeah.
Why are you treating people this way? And, oh, it's a fantastic movie.
You want to tell me that rottens?
Yeah, we can move this
tell
along.
Me that rottens, my boy.
I'll tell you these rottens.
Alrighty, I'm going to guess... Who's the first? Critical?
Critics.
Critics are... Because I love the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the GOAT.
Well, first off, look, what out of 10, what would you give this movie? So we can get a good frame of where your mind's at.
8.
8?
8.
See, I'm sitting at a very, very solid 7.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is right in between average and GOAT. Like, everyone should see it, but I don't
think
it should
be. I want to say 8 for nostalgia mostly.
Yeah, I think everyone should see this movie, but I don't think it's like the benchmark for movies.
No.
Does that make sense?
No. Because that's Good Will Hunting.
Absolutely. Okay, go critics, what do you reckon?
68.
17%.
17?
Yep. 17%.
Hey, Mom, get my lighter.
Burn down some houses.
Yeah. I think that's why people might watch this show. We have a different frame, a different viewpoint on a lot of these movies than the general critics and the general public. Not that we're special. We are the general public, but you know what I mean. What do you think the audience score was?
69, my boy.
Nice.
No.
Solid. Go on.
70.
70?
Yeah, I want to round up to a solid 70.
A rotten 49%.
No.
Yep. Yeah. No. So the critics' consensus was Robin Williams' childlike energy is channeled in all the wrong places with Jack. A bizarre tragedy that aims to uplift but sinks deep into a queasy schmaltz. Yeah.
I don't agree.
Look, I think... I don't agree either, but I think this movie... The premise is fair. Like it has a good premise, a good viewpoint on humanity.
I feel like it progressed very quickly.
Yes, it did.
But
it did.
There is a thing called runtime. If they wanted to really flesh it out, they'd need at least a 2.5 hour runtime.
Absolutely.
And movies in the 90s.
And this is
an
hour 53.
Yeah.
You know, so. Like it's. Look, I like the movie. But let's.
They're wrong, is what we're saying.
Yes,
they're wrong.
They're wrong.
We are right. Listen to us. We are right.
And then, we know what we're talking
about. And watch us get fucked on the comments. Be all like, I hated all of your movies that you said were good. Fuck you. That's what I say. Okay. Fuck you.
So this critic that I'm going to read this Rotten Review from is a very, very well-known critic. Very, very accepted in the movie industry. It's Roger Ebert.
Actually? Is that real? The real Roger Ebert?
I'm pretty sure he's dead, but this is a review from 2000. If not...
Oh, wait. Is he a real person? It's not like a screen name?
No, it's Roger Ebert.
Oh, I have no idea who he is.
Oh, a very, very well-known critic. Okay. Kind of like the benchmark. If it's not him personally writing this review, I feel like it's his estate and that name carries weight. So his review of Jack is a rating of 1.5 out of 4.
At least gave it one.
Yeah, at least gave it
0.5
one.
0.5, rather.
Williams works hard at seeming to be a kid inside an adult's body. And some of his inspirations work well, but he has been ill-served by a screenplay that isn't curious about what his life would really be like. And I can't disagree with that.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
He is as good as you say he is.
This is why I like Roger Ebert.
That wasn't even an insult.
No, but it's very, very factual. The screenplay, the directing, and the movie itself... did not lend most, to Robin Williams.
Most one stars are like, this movie was bad because of XYZ. He's like, look, Robin Williams is great. He did a great job. It just didn't have the right tools.
Yes.
You told him to build a table and you gave him a bandsaw only.
Yeah.
Like, nothing else. You gave him a screw and some hammers.
Yeah, it's... This is why I like Roger Ebert reviews. Because even when they're bad, they're very serious. They're good. They're actually factual about what went wrong in the movie.
If I had gotten that, let's say it was me, and I had read that review, I would go, okay, so I was doing the right thing. The screenplay was wrong. I can learn from that.
Yes.
I can learn.
Which is what critics should be.
Yes. I won't, though. I won't.
Yep. Yeah.
That was good.
This has been, I should say, what makes the cut. So now, as we come to the end, we've taken a look at the man, the myth, the legend, Robin Williams, and two of his lesser well-known and very well-known movies. I have to ask you the important question. What makes the cut, Josh?
Jack.
Yeah.
We discussed this earlier,
I know,
man.
I know, but hey, look, we've had got to be fair to the format.
Yeah, we had to do it.
Got to be fair to the format. So, we have been What Makes the Cut. I'm Ryan.
I'm Josh.
You can find us at What Makes the Cut on Twitter. You can email us at whatmakesthecut@gmail.com.
Send dick pics. Don't send dick pics. I'll take that back.
Lawyers, get in here. HR, Cheryl. And you can find us at www.whatmakesthecut.com.
You know, you don't know the www now, right?
Yeah, but it feels better when you say it.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Whatmakesthecut.com.
No.
No.
You can find us at www.whatmakes... Mate,
if
fucking,
you still do...
I tease my industry. I know
you
don't
do
that.
Do you do www.google.com?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I just hit the home button because why else would I use anything but Google Chrome?
I use Chrome.
Come here so I can fucking slap you.
I'm literally like 10 centimeters across the table. I use that.
Safe Firefox. Edge. Safe. Oh,
no, I'm joking. I use Chrome.
So I'll see you in 10 years when your webpage finally loads.
Edge is faster than Chrome.
No, shut up. I don't... No.
It is.
No. No, I disagree.
Uses less memory?
I don't give a fuck.
You're going to... I'm going to fight him to leave this bit in here where we're fighting about which is the better. Have a lovely afternoon. Have a lovely morning. And... enjoy the
whenever
rest of
you're
day.
Watching this, I hope you drive safe. Get to wherever you're going.
Watching? We don't have video yet. Listening. Shit. All right, yeah, Ryan needs a nap. He's been up since 7 o'clock. We're going to go. Have a lovely afternoon.